Well, shares continue to suffer as concerns continue over the economies of Greece and Spain now. The FTSE falling by as much as 1% so far today. That's 5% over the last week. Let's now get the thoughts of our man at the trading floor of Alpari, James Hughes. The misery continues, James.
Yeah, it does seem so at the moment. Another day of so far quite heavy falls on the FTSE and other European indices. And again, it's the same old story that we're talking about again. Spain and Greece and the uncertainty surrounding the future of the Eurozone. And I think it's going to be a while until we get away from that. But the big story today, which came out from overnight, was yet again the ratings agencies and them downgrading 16 Spanish banks this time. And yet again plunging the markets into yet more turmoil over whether these banks and countries are going to be able to survive. We keep going round in circles with this European debt crisis, and I think we can all say that we're probably in the most serious part of it that we've been in, especially when you look towards it, what this could mean in terms of the end of the actual euro. So this is the big worry. Of course, Greece is almost a story on its own at the moment because Greece doesn't have a government. We're waiting to see what happens with that. We've got to wait till June the 17th before the second election comes through there. We're getting a run on the banks out there as well. So that's almost a separate side. Now we're looking at Spain. This downgrade, we've got shares in Spanish bank Bankia, which are struggling. They've actually come back up today, but of course fallen aggressively over the rest of this week. So it's poor news there. And again, you've got around a billion euros been withdrawn from Bankia cash points as well. So again, you've got a run on the bank in Spain. And then you're looking to Italy, as you say, and Portugal and these other countries where the problems are worse, if not the same. And then I think we're going to be just waiting to see how long it takes for us to get to this sort of position there. Not if, but when.
Talking of run on banks, news today regarding the Northern Rock. The National Audit Office reckons the taxpayer, that's you and me, could lose about 2 billion quid once the assets are wound down. But it doesn't actually say the government of the time, of course it was Gordon Brown, acted that wrongly. And in fact, it could have been worse.
Well, this is the point with this Northern Rock business. I think it was they split Northern Rock, of course, into this bad bank and the positive arm of it. And of course, one side's now been bought off by Virgin Money. And I think the thing around this is, okay, that number's there. Taxpayers could lose 2 billion, but I think the underlying point to this story is, as you say, that in fact they've actually done a pretty good job. And 2 billion was a conservative estimate on what we could be losing when we finally got this story a few years ago. So I think it's trying to be spun that losing £2 billion for the taxpayer is actually good news because it could have been a lot worse.
And in marked contrast to this all this debt talk, James, over the other side of the Atlantic, a certain Mr. Zuckerberg's going to have quite a good day. Shares in Facebook begin trading, and I think they're valuing the company at something over $100 billion. It's 8 years old. Gives us all hope, doesn't it?
It does give us all hope, and I mean, Mr. Zuckerberg's a young man himself, so he hasn't done too badly. But $38 a share is what they're looking at. This is a huge jump in the demand for this, the value of the company. But what you tend to see quite a lot of the times when you get these big IPOs of big companies, which are in the news quite a lot, is you get an initial reaction to all of this. So today, I can imagine the first day of trading will be a busy one and one where there's a lot of interest in the shares. But what you also see when this happens is that demand drops off and drops off pretty dramatically. So I think the initial movement today will be one that, of course, that grabs the headline. But it'll be the reaction to that move, which actually tells us where the actual value for Facebook is.